The meeting was opened by the general manager of the Fenice, Gianfranco Pontel, who wept and swore he would not sleep soundly again until the Fenice was rebuilt and back in operation. Pontel, a political appointee with no musical background, said he saw no reason to resign, as several people had publicly demanded he do. Following Pontel, one official after another came forward to bewail the fate of the Fenice, pray for its resurrection, and absolve himself of any blame. As they spoke, high above them on the coffered ceiling, legions of tormented souls languished in Palma Giovanni's cycles of purgatory, in silent mockery of their every word. Mayor Cacciari, his black hair tousled, came to the microphone. The day after the fire, he had announced that the city would rebuild the Fenice within 2 years, and that it would be rebuilt just as it was before, rather than as a modern theater. He revived the old slogan, Com'era, dov'era, as it was, where it was, first invoked in the campaign to build an exact replica of the bell tower in St. Mark's Square, the Campanile, after it collapsed in 1902. The city council quickly ratified Cacciari's decision. Today, the mayor repeated his promise. He was forthright about the rationalizations that kept running through his mind. Afterward, you invent 10,000 excuses, he said. You tell yourself you can't simultaneously be the custodian of the Fenice, the police, the public utilities, the fire department. You cannot be expected to keep watch over the city, house by house, church by church, museum by museum. You can say all these things to yourself, but you keep thinking, no, it's not possible. This cannot happen. No, it didn't happen. The Fenice cannot burn. Though the audience was clearly unhappy, the august setting of the Ateneo Veneto served to enforce a measure of civility, if not quite the usual pin-drop silence. The assemblage gave voice to its general disgruntlement by maintaining a constant murmur that rose and fell in response to the remarks of the speaker. There came a point, however, when actual words leapt out of the undertone, distinctly audible words, angry words, sharply spoken and coming from among the standees on the left side of the hall. "When we elected you," the voice called out to Cacciari, "we gave you the most beautiful theater in the world intact, and you have given it back to us in ashes." The voice belonged to the painter Ludovico De Luigi, freshly returned from New York, where his spontaneous painting of the Fenice on fire had been auctioned off by Save Venice to benefit the Fenice. De Luigi, his face flushed, his white hair flowing, pointed an accusing finger at the mayor. "It's a disgrace," he shouted. "Somebody has to take responsibility. If not you, then who?" The murmuring swelled to a buzz, and the buzz was punctuated by the syllables of De Luigi's name. Ludovico, Vico, Vico, Vico.